90G. We're gathered at the meeting room for a meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. As I'm here in the presence of God, good news and bad news. Bad news is you're here and you didn't get away on your trips. The good news is that we're breaking new ground. A lot of things are happening. Unfortunately, most of the things that are coming down are perceived as very unpleasant. I would hope that you ones of the remnant would be a little bit careful about how you judge a given situation or perceive even the actions of ones, allow it to unfold. I have some great appreciations and I welcome back old friends who've come to visit again. I would say if Ed makes it and if Martha comes with him, I think that we should wait till they get in the room and then sing happy birthday. It's her birthday. She got here just in time to share it with you. It would embarrass her, and we have a little bit of a problem. Always ones want to equate Hatton with some kind of religion. That's a bad error. I had a meeting yesterday with just a very tiny little group on business, and I voiced some things that even disturbed my scribe. There are a lot of tricks that are done on that's impossible. Read people. You know, these programs where you go do daring things and it says do not do this at home. It's dangerous. So I must repeat to you, there are a lot of things that you must not do at home because you cannot tell what it is you're doing. The nearer we draw to the conclusion of some transactions, the harder it gets. That should not even appear strange to you, because in almost all of the transactions, there are many, many bodies in between. And when you're dealing in the monetary world, there are more bodies, they are nastier, and they are greedy. And there are ones who would literally kill. In one of the, let us just call it grouping transactions, we even have the British intelligence operating. I'm going to talk about the British intelligence at great length in a minute. There are some things that I have been writing, and since most of those writings do not get universally distributed, we'll need to talk about them a little bit because we are going to have a week or so break. And we'll ask for a little bit of a report on that too. You can look at your nation. You can look around the world. And you can understand that much is afoot. Many distractions in the higher spaces, as you would refer to your atmosphere. Lot of things going on amongst, because it's no longer just between, amongst the enemies vying for the final power. So now you've got three different groups involved without even pulling in the command, who basically does very little except monitor it, talk a lot, warn a lot, and if necessary, just simply clean a trail. It's going to play itself out. And you cannot have lived in this world this long, regardless of your age, and not realize there are plenty of prophecies ready to come into fruition. Most of them unpleasant for this world. If we get our work done, it should not be too unpleasant for you. I would like a little bit of input. I want to thank Patricia for her services these last weeks. It's been very difficult. She has attended Eleanor greatly during this period of shifting and heartache, pain, sorting. And I was told that they were to go this weekend. Is that true, Patricia?
She's gone. Yes, she left yesterday.
What do you know is her son planning to do? I should just come down the line without having you have to answer questions. I don't want to make it awkward for you either. Is the food still outside?
Yes, it is.
Did they have plans for it?
I suggested that we put it where the rest would be, where the rest was stored. It went, and they said they would consider it, but it's still sitting there.
All right. I would ask that Ed or Patricia, it doesn't matter to me who, I would like for someone to draw up a statement that just says, I am giving authorization to put the food and the supplies in shelter. It is damaging those survival supplies to the point that pretty soon you're going to have to move them out and throw them away. They will lose all their nutrition value. They have been set out for too long under blue tarps.
Right.
And so we need to take action, but neither do I want any of you responsible or involved. You will be finding John Schrafer responding beautifully now. There was no opportunity to allow him to be home because of the feelings that have grown from this. And without a clear mind to come home and find your automobiles, your furniture, your wife, everything gone, is pushing a man over the edge. My request was that nothing be done about either until both are settled. And then further arrangements can be made. And it needed John to come back into his own mental balance a little bit before we could ask him to assume responsibility. They have been acting without consulting him at all, as if they had power of attorney to manipulate right to his grave. And yet you must look at the other side also. What was Eleanor to think? And yet you must understand that John has some very precious things and some valuable things that have not been yet found. And before a home can be sold, and as a matter of fact, I believe the home is in John's name, or at least in his corporation. So they cannot just sell that away. But they have taken things of value. And always the urge is to jump in there and say, well, I'm not going to let this happen to John. It's not your business. When John is again capable of his own business, then he can go and get it back.
I can add some input there. As of yesterday, I did mention to Eleanor about the potential of John using the house, because it would be far better for the house to be occupied than to be empty.
Yes.
And she seemed to think that would be a good idea. Now, that was Eleanor, that was not the son. His son seems to be in control. But at least Eleanor verbalized that she agreed that half of the house belonged to John, and therefore she did not have any objections. So I got her to tell me that. So that was quite clear yesterday before she left. And she realized when she went to visit John this week that he was much better. So we're very happy, and we said that the Creator of creation wants them both well.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So she understands that. I think she's made a mistake, and I think she knows it.
Well, but he needs the separation from her. He cannot tend her. You cannot, as a group, tend her and him. And arrangements can be made to tend one or the other. And this requires that the son take some responsibility.
Right.
He's been after their assets all along. And this requires that he take some responsibility while both heal. And everything can be worked out in its own time now. He was not going to live much longer under the pressures and stress that was being applied to him. And I will not go into that further. So let us love him greatly. And I don't know, Patricia, would your plan be to also attend him a bit?
Yes.
All right.
I have made an open offer.
Very good. Thank you.
It has the details.
All right. But the important thing right now is to get basically his authorization, no matter who objects. Do you understand? No matter who objects, even the law, if you have his signature on a paper authorizing you to get those things that are outside into shelter, you are covered by the law. John is not insane. John had a very severe blow to his head, and he was already suffering from some debilitating things that were happening to him, and he was deteriorating. There should be no reason that he doesn't have an adequate recovery to be able to function very well without those pressures. And then without those pressures, there will be a great healing, and he will respond beautifully. Do we have a report on our aviary, friend? Do we have our ejectable yet?
No, it hasn't arrived yet. We expect it Monday.
That's fine. He's extremely, it's more her than him. You have an opportunity here with a man who is now terminal. And I would ask that Audrey would follow along with this pretty well. I believe that anyone receiving anything that might produce a crisis, it would be good to have some help there, just the security of it. Chris is far more concerned about it than Bill, and Bill is far more concerned about having a shot than he is dying. Now, you'll find that this is true of a lot of people. Now, it would be fine if the children could put up that big a fuss when they are getting their vaccinations and things, so that everybody would back off. But it is incredible how absolutely terrified one can be of a needle of half inch long. They don't even have barbs on them anymore. But one of the concerns was that, well, who would do that? Well, anyone can do it.
get great English shots.
Well, we've got so much other stuff into him now that he may not even have a crisis. But I would like him to have one. And therefore, maybe we will generate one. We don't want it to be too bad, but a person who realizes the healing process is taking place will go, well, a lot faster than one who says nothing happened. The doctors tell him that the malignancy has moved into the bone, and they have been doing some radiation injections and some medication with that. It's interesting to note that over 2 years ago they told him he wouldn't live 6 months, and he certainly has made it this far. And if he would have followed his instructions with the Gyandriana and the Crystal Life to the letter, he wouldn't have had to make it this far. So let's do a little miracle. And there's no way that you can tell whether or not he's taking it or going and dumping it out the back door. All you can do, please understand, is offer. And because it is valid, his malignancy is active, although he is not in as bad a shape as doctors are saying. He has been in worse shape, and he is now mending. But there is some blockage, and his diagnosis was prostate cancer. And so they're going to do some, well, I think, heinous things. But I'm just like you. I have no right to speak. I certainly, however, would have put off that surgery until we see what we can do.
Another?
Yes.
Another question?
Please.
In the area of healing, this may sound a little bit, well, I'm not in the crowd, if this word will sound a little bit squalid. But in India, for example, when people train cobra, they have with them a glass of or a bowl of urine, which they use to neutralize the poisonous effect of venom when somebody's bitten a snake. I'd like to ask a question about the chemical and maybe mineral composition of urine. That can be used for any purposes.
Well,
as if it's an antigen to whatever internal.
I suppose under some circumstances it would be a valuable tool. Offhand, I can't think of any of them in this case.
Okay.
I'm pondering, and I'm going down through the list of things. I'm not ignoring the question because it's a valid question. And there are some things that are sloughed off from the body in any of the waste systems, in perspiration, urine, feces, whatever. Feces would always be dangerous. Don't get near it. Urine is a little bit different. It's a detoxification system as well as just a waste system. So that unless there is an ongoing infection, it would basically be a sterile type of a waste product. On the other hand, I find that most of the things that I am just perceiving now would not be helped by it. And actually, it could carry toxins that would be detrimental under these circumstances. And let me tell you why. Once you have been on Gyandriana or Kondriana, and you have begun to replace, replenish, rebuild your own cellular structure, the little Gyandrianas and the cells will feed on the toxic product or the dead, the byproduct. It kills a virus, it will eat the virus. If that is used for fuel, just to be simplistic. If you have an active mutant disease going on, if it has been an overwhelming disease, if you have a tumor, even a small one, and it's within, it's going to have to be resolved back into the body, absorbed back into the body, or it's going to have to be surgically lanced and aspirated. That's not practical in most instances. Even after the healing can take place, you will end up with this mushy substance that no longer is viable, but it is a leftover product that really needs at some point, and at some point will be removed from the body. And all of the excrement systems are going to be working full time to pick up that and get rid of it. So you're going to be having a lot of things passing on through the liver and in through the bile system, and that will dump right into the gut. But I see no reason in a situation like this to even consider utilizing such a thing. It one is not even relative to the other. When you are talking about a poison, then extreme measures would need to be taken, not in this. He felt like his program would be finished by the 22nd, and then let us urge him pretty heavily to do this. He most certainly can be salvaged. It's a bad word. And sometimes you find one's a little bit eager to go through this experience because it's unknown. Scary, but it's a little exciting. I'll just die. Well, in this instance, it leaves one alone to handle a business, etc., that requires two full-time just to make a living, and yet attend a lot of living beings. You know, it's like a dairy farm. You can't just walk away and leave it. See, does that cover our prayer list for health? You'll be seeing a big change in John. Let's look forward to getting him home before too long. That means that I would urge you ones who do make contact with him, either go see him or make phone calls. You'll find it easier and easier now to reach him. They spent a lot of money and put up some pretty high walls legally to keep visitors out of there, especially some select ones on the list. And now that they are gone and securely out of the area, I think you're going to find that John is going to react very strongly when he finds they've taken his vehicles. And yet at this point, he doesn't need to be driving. On the other hand, he's pretty attached to that Mercedes. And this will bring out the animal in every male. When property has been taken and you feel stripped already, that there are a few precious things to you, you can let go of them, but they're yours. By golly, they're yours. And no one else has a right to do this. On the other hand, let's hold up any rash actions and let's not allow anyone to really do anything foolish, because these things can also easily be handled legally after the fact. When a man is no longer incapacitated, he takes up his own authority, and that will be the end of it. let's talk about your weather. I don't know which to talk about first. What is happening to your nation? We're going to focus on your nation. But more importantly, for the world situation is what is happening otherwise than in your nation. Japan was just given a big shaker of show and tell. What was your Richter on that? 7.28. I don't know how many of you are aware there was also one in China today, yesterday. Not as big, certainly, but you're going to find them now happening all around. It isn't like it ever stops. And even though Ed is not here, Brent seems to have Soltex writing, so I'll not encroach on that. Although I do want to speak a little bit about the Philippines. I've told you that they are very, very strategic. They are also extremely in danger of devastation. So you must really watch the movement of these volcanoes for the signs. You ones will say, well, but, you know, the prophet said, and so-and-so predicted an earthquake. It did not happen. Once man has interfered, one who could tell to the minute when there would be an earthquake can no longer tell. Because as mother begins to do her own thing, there are many things that take place. A building of energy, a release of energy, many things take place. And some very sensitive beings can feel that. They're being told that. Well, what in the world? You can go and discern when a natural phenomenon may occur. But how are you going to know when your own big brother wants to shoot a falk? You may as well wait until someone reports the explosions that come just before the earthquake. They become very accurate prophets, you see, short term. So most prophecies are done on the basis of what would naturally occur if it is a natural phenomenon. Other things do come into that according to the deterioration of man as a society and the input of technological growth. How will that affect a physiological system? I'm going to repeat that if the Nemagrid fault is blown, you are really going to see devastation. And yet you can know that they're not going to do that until they get more water there. And even with your ones trying to counter what is happening, and this was seen, ones experienced this from Virginia all along the East Coast, a deliberate beam attack against the weather system that was put in there, and they broke through it a little bit. And the breezes started coming through, and the clouds began to move a little bit, and they've got her socked right back up again. And they're handling it in cells. Now let me tell you a little bit about the Pacific Ocean and that Pacific plate. Almost 25 years ago, well, actually it's a little over 25 years, there began to be enough capability of plate and weather control to begin to make plans. And in 25 years, let me tell you, it has gotten sophisticated. when the plans were made and the studies were taken, they found that the Philippine Islands is basically a hub. Now, there are a lot of reasons they'd like to take out the Philippines, not the least of which are the atmospherians, which are my people. They're your people. But they don't live on the same plane as you. That's a base. There are a lot of things about the Philippines. Well, I don't need the Philippines. The atmospherians do not need the Philippines. But human beings need the Philippines. But that's neither here nor there. It was a political thing. It's still a political thing. But let me tell you what they did. As the stresses would really build up along the outer rim called the Ring of Fire, stresses would be released, earthquakes would be allowed, strategically allowed. You see, from high out in space, you can really see. You can really monitor. And then those stresses can be calculated from the earth level, earth plane. So they've been able to manipulate pretty much this entire ring, this wheel, if you will. Sitting over there in the Philippines is what you could call the hub, crisscross with faults, and absolutely grown up from volcanic activity. They can both trigger volcanoes and faults at will. Now, what they chose to do, and you have to know that this stress has been building for a quarter of a century. A little bit here, a little bit there, but boy, when it begins to tremble, they begin to shut it down. They are manipulating what they will have happen. So they have for 25 years been relieving to build up strategically the pressure under the Philippines. They relieved everything but the Philippines. They have allowed that to just build to incredible levels. So, now you've got two factions at each other. You take out the New Madrid Fault. We will take out the Philippines. You take out the Philippines, you have devastated the whole wheel. So for these reasons, you can guess that you could have some pretty big topographical changes in a very, very short period of time. And this does not even mean, you know, a tilting on an axis. This is simply from these massive earth changes happening. You're going to have the waves of one slapping one way and the waves of the other slapping the other. And I don't mean just water. I'm talking about these pulses. So you can literally have problems of magnificent size. Stay prepared. What are you going to do? Well, I want to know if it's going to be day after tomorrow. Well, you can all find it out from me. Because I'm telling you to stay prepared. And if you have a purpose, you will be prepared. Nuclear war. We've also got all their missiles aimed again at each other. War comes closer and closer than you can imagine. As you're being distracted. So we will share one of the later prophecies that I just tell you to listen to very carefully. I don't need to tell you, yes, this is right, no, this is not. These are the things that you must discern. So now we'll cover the next subject, and that's George Green. This man is in serious, serious trouble. He doesn't just have his own response from you ones coming at him. He's got members of the intelligence community after him. He's got the sheriffs in two states after him. He cut out, if you will, and he did not go to Costa Rica so far, but he has gone to Montana.
It just drove up.
Is he alone?
No.
At any rate, he's very rapidly closing out his business in Carson City, and he's setting up, I would guess, quite temporarily in Montana. I want to talk about the University of Science and Philosophy, but we'll wait for a few minutes until they get in and get settled. I will guarantee you this, Ed will be late for his own funeral. But you notice the paper's out on time.
That's right.
I imagine he stopped up at the office first.
It's even hard to have a surprise, isn't it? I have to say a little bit about the Catholic religion. Forgive me, Father. Good discipline in that place. The Catholic Church simply means universal. That's where we're headed. And when you can get off the religious kick and onto the Catholic Church of God, you'll have her made. And why would it be that churches would disallow their membership to go to other sanctuaries and listen? Because they might hear something of truth. Well, I'm not going to be able to wait. Let's talk about the University of Science and Philosophy. University of Science and Philosophy is the most interesting organization. It is funded by Brookings Institute. Brookings Institute is the highest on the list of brainwashing institutions associated with places like the RAND think tanks, corporations, MK Ultra, absolutely and totally run through the mother, which is the Tavistock Institute of Sussex, England, which is, of course, the mind manipulation center of the world and is funded and operated by the royal family of England. On the board of directors of US&P are mostly British citizens. They have a token Jew or two. And yes, I can name them. I'm not going to, because this tape very likely will get some way around about back So I'm asked, well, does Timothy Binder, Dr. Binder, know about this? I don't know what Dr. Binder knows. I just know this is fact. And this is why this entire series of things had to be offered to you. You have to understand what happened. You also have to understand why Germain would have structured it this way. You have a man who gave a great gift to mankind. On the other hand, this man was very much like Nikola Tesla, unsure. He knew God, yes, but what is God? You see, in the minds of ones who are so advanced in their thinking capabilities, they can literally claim to be agnostic because they don't know. We're not talking about religion. We are talking about spiritual source. And when one can understand that that spiritual source can be explained, this is very hard on the spiritual.
Well, there's Ed.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Welcome to our house. We have great appreciation for you.
Thank you.
I won't make her make a speech yet. I would go through the speech about her name again, but I noticed Daylene, Martha Diane, is not here, so I would waste half of the speech, you see. Martha is a beautiful name, and yet almost everyone who is named Martha dislikes their parents for having done that to them. And yet it's a glorious name. It is soft on the tongue. It's beautiful. And if you once still had any of that which was once so valuable, that wonderful expression of what a name means, you would enjoy all of your names so much more, or, on the other hand, you would dislike them a great deal more. And parents would be extremely careful how they toss out labels. It isn't that there's so much in a name, it's that sometimes ones will live up to or down to their name, as perceived meaning has come to hold it. Well, all you have are the visible signs of ones who have borne that label. And we have greater resource than that. We know what literally the label means. And you'll get there again. I was discussing Brookings Institute and its affiliation with the University of Science and Philosophy. You see, I have no pick with the University of Science and Philosophy under any circumstances. They have a right to be whatever they are, whatever they wish to be. And just because my spiritual aspirations, goals, and my own knowing disagrees with their quote operation, doesn't mean that I disagree with them any more than I do the Southern Baptist or the Methodist or the Presbyterian or certainly the Catholic religions. Well, they are not a religion. They would be first to tell you they are not a religion. If there were to be a religion associated with it, they would claim it would be Christian Science. Again, I repeat, that is mutually exclusive terminology, oxymoronic. You cannot have a religion and a science squashed in here together. You can have religious knowledge or education, and you can have scientific education. But religion and science are opposites in meaning. And yet, Mary Baker Eddy and Walter Russell, in his overall view, leaving out religion, could see that there is a scientific basis of God, of spirituality. And he could perceive what it is, and he could work with his friends equally as weird and see the theory work.
Excuse me, please.